I'm Shelley Delaney, and you're listening to Juno Afternoon. Many parents are curious about charter schools as another option for educating their children. Here from the school district to tell us more, Brittany Chuny Haywood. Hi, Brittany.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're a member of the Academy Policy Committee, so welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, I'm the chair currently for the APC, which is the governing body for a charter school. And so we're an optional program in the school district, and we get to set our curriculum is different. And that's kind of the biggest piece. We're still connected to the school district and utilize some of those services, such as the food and the busing and those other pieces. But our curriculum tends to be different. We tend to be very kind of hands-on, project-based, integrated classrooms. So we have a K-1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then a middle school with 6, 7, 8 classes. And then we also have a lot, and this is one of my favorite things about charter school, is that they do integrated, like, all school centers where the classes mingle on Friday mornings often. And they set up different activities in the classroom, and they can kind of bounce wherever their interest is in that kind of during that time slot.
And that's great. What typically draws parents and children to charter schools as opposed to other public schools?
I think one of it is having that high level of parental involvement. And so we typically ask for parents to volunteer at least an hour in the classroom or at some other point in the school day. And if that can't be met because of work schedules or things, then there's other options that the teachers put out that might be after hours or helping prep maybe some classroom materials and those kinds of pieces.
And how is the charter school curriculum determined?
It's set by the APC. So the governing board sets the curriculum in conjunction with the principal and the staff. So the staff and the principal also sit on that governing board. And so it's an integrated model where we work together.
Where are some of the emphases in the curriculum?
So again, a lot of it, one of it is called constructivism, but that's not a really well-known term. But I always like to just kind of detail it out as kind of project-based learning. And so they might be studying, so last year my child's in 4-5, he was in fourth grade, and they did a social studies project where they built a replica of a monument with the U.S. government. So there was the Washington Monument, or there was a rose, which I didn't actually even realize was a thing. And so they had to build a model. They had to do some writing. So there was kind of that integrated with language arts, but then also within that social studies piece. And so it crosses kind of multiple different sections within their day.
So what motivates you to be involved with the Juno, with the committee, the APC, and the Juno Community Charter School specifically?
I really love the community. I don't have a lot of support community here in Juno. It's just my husband and I and our child. And so having a really strong community was a big or a very attractive feature for us. And then also having that parental involvement and being involved in my child's education, as well as he's always been kind of, at least for my child in particular, very kind of hands-on kid. And so I thought it fit really well with him, and that he would blossom in that environment.
That's great. We also have two current students who attend the charter school. Welcome, Micaiah and Tara. Hello, you two.
Hi.
Thanks for being here today to talk about your school. Micaiah, let's start with you. When did you begin attending Juno Community Charter School?
I started in kindergarten.
Oh, wow. So, and what grade are you in now?
I'm in eighth grade. It's my last year.
What do you like about going there?
I really like being able to be involved with the other classes. I really enjoy working with little kids, and I get a lot of opportunities to do that.
That's great. What do you think is better or just different about the charter school than another school?
There's a lot of art projects, and I'm a very artsy person, so that's very fun. And the curriculum is less strict and more flexible.
How do you feel about going into your last year?
It'll be difficult to be out of charter. I've really enjoyed my time.
Yeah. Do you have any particular projects that you're looking forward to working on this year?
The project that we're doing right now is a geographic project, and that's very fun. I think we're going to be building models of the states in the end and, like, focusing a state to learn more about.
Oh, that's cool. Do you know which one you're going to focus on?
Probably one that I visited before, since I know a lot about them.
And Tara, how about you? What do you think is better or different for you at the charter school than it would be at another school?
I agree with Micaiah, definitely the flexibility, and it's not necessarily a student-led program, but the students do get a say in what we do, and I think that's really important because it's not really that fun when you're learning something that you really, really don't want to learn. So we get to put our two cents in on what we do want to learn. And I think another big part of it is it's all hands-on. Even if we have a difficulty within the charter, we have the two students, they work it out, they talk to each other, and I think that's a really big important part, and it's a good life skill.
How long have you attended the school?
I've been there since first grade, and same as Micaiah, I am now in eighth grade.
What are you looking forward to in your final year?
I'm looking forward to the eighth grade trip. So at the end of the year, we gather a bunch of money, we fundraise, and we do projects, and we sell usually soap that we handmade, and then with the money, we go on a trip to somewhere in Alaska, and we learn about that place. And it's just a student trip with the teachers. And I've heard from the past students that it's very fun.
Do you know where you're going yet?
No, but it's usually up by Denali.
Yeah. Fairbanks area.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Do you both feel like going to charter school has well prepared you for ninth grade, which will be high school?
I do.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you say more?
I think it's given us more, like, real-world experience than a lot of schools would. Yeah. It's had a lot of involvement with the community, and they give us projects that would be high school material.
Definitely. And they have us do, if one class is too easy for us, they just bump us up, and I think that's really important. Like, with the 6th, 7th, and 8th, and same with all the other classes, 4, 5, 2, 3, K-1, if you are like a sixth grader, you can still do eighth grade math, or even if you're smarter than that, you can do ninth grade math. Like, they just have all of these utilities for us, and it's really helpful.
Brittany, you've chosen two wonderful spokespeople for the Juno Community Charter School. Would you say they're representative of their class?
I would say that they are. The charter school students tend to be kind of very active, both within the community and different activities. They tend to, I think, the charter school and kind of that thought process with the projects and the hands-on helps build those critical thinking skills, which I think will serve them well in high school and beyond. And so, these are two great students, and yes, they are good representatives of the school.
Micaiah, what would you tell a student who may be thinking about enrolling in the Juno Community Charter School?
It's a very good decision. I was very happy. I have made a very big group of friends, and it has definitely prepared me for further life and meeting new people.
And Tara, what about you?
Definitely with the friends. It's a lot of good people, and it's not a regular middle school. It's collaborative. It's enjoyable. I loved my time there. Yeah.
Do you feel like it's for everyone, or there's types of students that maybe wouldn't do as well?
I think it's for most people because it's so flexible. No matter what type of person you are, they figure out what you need and how you can learn.
The one thing you need is the ability to work in a group, because that's a big part of what we
definitely
do.
Definitely.
Somebody who doesn't work well with a group will not do well at charter. We do a lot of group projects.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of public speaking, like in front of the class, and some people don't do well with that, but they learn usually.
That's great. That's great. So maybe if you're not a natural joiner, you can become a joiner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I understand you are hoping to increase enrollment numbers. Is that right, Brittany?
We are. We still currently have slots in most of our classrooms. Seventh grade seems to be really full, but outside of that, we've got at least a handful of spots in our classrooms. K-1, especially, of course, that across the district is a bit of the case where enrollments tend to be down a bit. And then also in our 2-3 class, we have quite a bit. 4-5, I believe, fifth grade is pretty full, but the fourth grade has slots. So again, a handful of slots in all of them. And again, I agree. I think that it is for a lot of students, but it's probably not for everyone. I thought it would be a good fit for my kid. And then there is a lot of public speaking. They get to do presentations. We have exhibit nights where they present their work to parents. And so parents will come in and sit down and listen to a presentation about whatever project that they've been working on, which, again, is another one of my favorite things about the charter school, is building those skills and public speaking and the presentation and interactions with not just their family, but all different kinds of families.
You both seem to be very comfortable here in the studio, speaking to our audience. Do you feel like you've come a long way from when you first began public speaking, or do you get nervous still?
I have, definitely. I was a very anxious kid. I did not like public speaking at all, but now I'm a people person. I get really comfortable talking in front of groups of people. So it's definitely helped a lot, all the presentations.
Yeah, it's clear that you're very comfortable here today. How about you, Micaiah?
Yeah, definitely. I was not a fan of speaking in front of a lot of people when I was younger, but all the projects and presentations and doing things like this have gotten me more capable of doing that.
Do you think you'll continue to do that throughout high school and beyond?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, we'll take the opportunities. Yeah.
Oh, that's great to hear. Well, it's been lovely meeting both of you, and you too, Brittany. Is there anything you want to share before we say goodbye today? Anywhere people can go to find out more information if they're thinking of enrolling?
Sure. They can call the charter school. The number, and I'm going to do this off memory, so I hope I get it right, is 907-523-1679, I believe. We are also on the Juneau School District. We have a page, you know, you can look us up by the school there. There's registration information and more information about the school on our school district webpage. So that's probably where I would direct most people if they're looking, but they can also look us up online, call the office, and somebody will be happy to try and get their questions answered.
That's great to hear. Before we say goodbye, is there anything that you would like people to know about charter school they may not know already? Or something that might surprise them?
I think people don't see how many activities we still do.
Yeah.
Like, we have a cross-country team. We're involved with the Juneau Nordic Ski Team. We have a running camp for little kids that middle schoolers are involved in. And I think that's a very big part of charter.
Yeah, definitely. And it's very inclusive. Everyone is welcome.
Yeah.
That's great to hear. Well, thank you, Micaiah, Tara, and Brittany for being here today to talk about Juneau Community Charter School. I, for one, learned a lot, and you were all delightful to speak with today.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. It was nice meeting you.
You as well.